In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Joseph of Cupertino had much to suffer from some, including ecclesiastics, who considered that everything was illusion and falsehood. They pointed him out as deserving punishment to the Inquisition and put him on trial, from which he was released. However, to avoid some excesses of the people, who were looking for relics at all costs and visiting him constantly, they tried to hide him in the convent of Pietrarubbia, then in Frossombrone, and finally in Osimo, where he died. All of these places were in Italy. Some regard him as the patron saint of students. Hearing about his life is a breath of fresh air for our spiritual life. He was so humble that he called himself a friar donkey, but God performed extraordinary miracles through his intercession, in life and after his death. Let us ask him to strengthen our faith to love God with all our hearts. The Eucharist was food for his body and for his soul. He ate so little that it was humanly impossible for him to live like this, but daily communion gave him strength. As a witness certifies, St. Joseph of Cupertino sometimes was pale and exhausted before Mass, and at the end he felt agile and full of vigor. Our saint clearly distinguished where the Eucharistic Jesus was. One day, obeying his superior, he went to visit and cure a possessed woman. On the way, he found an abandoned rural church where the lamp in the tabernacle was unlit. But he felt that Jesus was there. At that moment, he fell into ecstasy and rose, going to embrace the tabernacle where Jesus was. According to another witness, once, while in Cupertino, while they were doing the 40-hour devotion, our saint saw Jesus Christ like a son in the form of a child in the Holy Host. Another time, when giving communion to a young girl, she expelled it with her breath, and the host was left moving in the air. Saint Joseph of Cupertino put out the paten so it wouldn't fall to the ground. But after a certain amount of time, the same host went directly to the mouth of the young woman, who was very good. This fact was seen by many people. The celebration of Mass and the long hours of adoration before the Blessed Sacrament were the central point of his life. The Eucharistic Jesus was his friend, and in him he found the strength and serenity he needed to endure the difficulties and temptations of each day. He was a cordial and friendly man with everyone, and he composed many spiritual songs to encourage devotion to the Eucharistic Jesus and to Mary our Mother. His love for the Virgin Mary was extraordinary as a child, when he was healed in the shrine at Galatone. He especially loved Our Lady of Grace in the shrine at Galatone, and was often ecstatic at the sight of it or just hearing about it. According to a witness, he told me that when he found an image of the Virgin, he greeted her. He taught me to greet her, saying, "Refuge of sinners, Mother of God, remember me." He assured me that the Virgin was very pleased that we called her the Mother of God. One of the gifts that stood out in the servant of God was the supernatural perfume with the smell of holiness, both in life and after his death. This perfume filled his clothes, his things, and the places where he passed. If he entered any place, the supernatural perfume lasted up to 20 days. Some habits preserved the fragrance for 20 years. It was enough to simply kiss his hand to smell that odor of sanctity. He didn't know how to hide it like it wasn't his. Therefore, he got scented tobacco to say that it was the cause of the smell. A witness priest declared in the process of beatification that people took bits of the outer wall of his cell as relics because an extraordinary perfume emanated from his cell. According to another witness, also in the process of beatification, the cell that the saint had in Assisi kept the perfume until 13 years after his death. The Franciscan Father Francis declared, "The person and the clothes of Father Joseph of Cupertino exhaled a very sweet odor that I could not compare to any known natural or artificial odor, except that which comes from the tomb of St. Anthony of Padua. His odor extended to his cell and his furniture and spread everywhere. The servant of God left this supernatural perfume wherever he passed. I have sensed this smell throughout my stay in the convent of Assisi, and I have heard that this same smell was until his death the sign of his angelic purity." Another witness priest stated, "That smell of St. Joseph of Cupertino reminded me of the one that comes out of the breviary of St. Clare of Assisi, preserved in a container that holds sacred relics. I know from experience, after having been with our St. Joseph of Cupertino, he passed to me his smell that lasted for 15 days, despite washing my hands every day. And this without having touched him. I had only sat next to him in his cell on a chair." A witness says, "Six steps before reaching his locked cell, I smelled a most fragrant smell of paradise. His hands were also fragrant, and he was immensely happy. He told me that when he left his cell to celebrate Mass, he smelled a very fragrant smell, and the more he walked, he didn't know if the smell came from his cell or from the chapel where he was going. When he was near the chapel, he believed it came from the chapel, and when he approached his cell, he believed it came from his cell. And this had happened to him many times, as he has told me. I believe that he carried this smell with him, as I and others have smelled it on more than 100 occasions. And that smell is not of things of the earth, but of supernatural perfume." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.